So, on the show with me right now, I've got an absolute legend with us. I think it's fair to say that. Probably Britain's highest profile, most popular female athlete. It's Rebecca Adlington. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. You should use that on your CV. Take that going forward from now on. It'll be fantastic. And obviously, plenty of activity coming up over the summer. You're getting excited for the Games, by the way. You're really excited for the Olympics.
I can't wait. Obviously, I'm not competing this time, so it's a little bit different. But no, I'm very, very excited. I think I'm more excited this time because I'm not competing.
Yeah, well, I've got to get on site in a few moments' time, actually. But first, we better talk about what you are talking about right now. And it's all in conjunction with Disney and with Change for Life as well. And also the Amateur Swimming Association. You've got a summer of activity coming up, getting families moving. It's all part of what's going on with the movie Finding Dory as well, which, to be fair, I can't wait to see. It's gonna be brilliant. Tell us what's going on. There's lots of family themed swim sessions. There's lots of stuff happening, isn't there?
Yeah, so the swim sessions are inspired by Finding Dory, which I am also so excited to see, by the way. I can't wait. So, yeah, no, it's going to be absolutely great because I think a lot of times with kids, just having that character to associate it with and having these different games, they won't even realise that they're doing exercise and activity because they'll be having so much fun. And there's these Change for Life 10-minute shake-up videos as well that are for in and out of the pool. There's stuff that's away from the pool as well, but it's myself and Tom Daly that have been the face of it, I guess, and encouraging as many people as possible to get involved, especially throughout the 6 weeks holidays. And like you said, we've got a very important summer coming up, so hopefully the kids will be nice and inspired.
Just looking at these, obviously you're looking at sort of 10-minute sessions here, aren't you, in little bursts. That's what we're going for. They're like high intensity sessions for kids, aren't they, really?
Not quite super high intensity. Like the swim sessions, they're meant to be fun. They're all about growing in confidence and having fun in the water and lots of different games and activities and stuff like that. It's not necessarily you learn to swim lesson. It is a case of that there's loads of different stuff and it's about storytelling through that as well. So it's a lot of fun, but I think a lot of people get a bit daunted if you say, oh, you've got to do 60 minutes worth of activity. They kind of would be, parents would go, I haven't got that time. And it was just kind of very difficult. Whereas that's why 10 minutes is absolutely perfect to just do 10 minutes here, there and everywhere of different activities. Makes it more fun that you're doing different stuff as well. And also it's not as scary doing 10 minutes here, there, here and there rather than 60 full minutes all in one go.
It is different, isn't it, when you look at sort of a child's perspective to how we as adults perceive exercise now, because you say 60 minutes, as you said then, it's like, oh, 60 minutes? Are you serious? Yeah, I do yoga, right? I did like a cardio yoga program. I did 24 minutes of that the other day, and I was still looking at my watch because I'm like, I'm in a rush here. Kids would probably look like 60 minutes. That's going to eat my day up, but it does seem like quite a lot. And when you kind of pair the two together, parents who haven't got the time, kids who want to waste up the time, it's a little bit difficult. So I guess these kind of things are a really good thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of the time it's kind of parents go, well, what can I actually do with my child as well? I think that's always a challenge, you know. It's kind of like, oh, we can go kick a ball around or we can go do this. And it kind of tends to be the same thing every single day and a bit uninspiring, to be honest. So it's kind of nice that there's loads of different activities there that gives the parents that help, you know, that there's so much variation as well. And like you said, the 10 minutes will fly by because 10 minutes just is kind of nothing really and you're playing a game. So the kids will absolutely love it and hopefully just want to keep doing them more and more.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of it, isn't it? Just kind of repetition of it and making sure they do it all the time. And it is a great thing for the summer. Yeah, I completely forgot, thinking about the summer, that the actual school holidays are coming up. You know, you forget about it. I mean, I don't have children, so I do forget about these kind
Fair
of
enough.
Things, you know. But it's always a good thing to get parents to look at this kind of stuff. And maybe around what you're doing with Finding Dory, you look at, say, we'll go and see that film and then we'll make a huge day of it. We'll go out and do some activity after. We'll go to the pool afterwards or maybe beforehand and use the film as a reward.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. It's a perfect thing. And I think it's such an iconic movie, you know, like we've all seen Finding Nemo. It's an amazing film. As soon as you see the Finding Dory fish, you go, oh my God, Dory. And even I do that and I'm 27. So I absolutely love it. I can't wait. And I think it's just nice to have something to engage kids all the time. Otherwise, if you just say, oh, we're going to go and do a swim session, they're a bit like, oh, and whereas if you go, oh, we're going to do a Finding Dory swim session, they'll be like, oh, yes, really? And they'll get more excited about it, hopefully, and want to do it a bit more.
I suppose it is like making it exciting for the kids. Like I find exercise a little bit, you know, kind of dull sometimes. I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Everyone does, because it's just that repetition of doing the same thing. And I've done the same part of the program so many times, and you get really, really bored doing it. I think doing something like this, you'll know well enough, you know, doing the same kind of circuit or whatever, doing something like this, it really does kind of inspire people. It makes them want to do it in a different way, doesn't it?
Oh, I completely agree. No, we all find it a bit boring, don't get me wrong. I get on the treadmill and I feel like I've been on there 2 hours, and yet I look down, it's been 2 minutes. I'm like, what? It does drag a little bit. And I think, it's really important for that. And I think a lot of these kids that are doing this, it's like, yeah, great if they want to go on and obviously become Olympians and take it a bit further, but a lot of it is just about lifestyle and just the thing that if you've done that as a kid and if you've been really healthy as a kid, you're more likely to kind of continue that throughout your life.
Yeah, without a doubt, I think that is a perfect example of that. Just checking out the Olympics this year, obviously, quite excited about it. You're saying you're not going, obviously, but you're going to get to watch it, you're going to sit back and watch it. Are you going over to Rio, or are you going to be sitting and watching this at home?
No, I'm going over to Rio as I'm doing the punditry for the BBC, so
oh, nice.
I'm working on all the swimming. So yeah, I'm not competing, but I'm definitely there in different an aspect and get a different view from it this time, which I'm really looking forward to, actually. It's going to be really fascinating because I've never really got to watch any other sports and see it from that angle. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it must be a little bit different, kind of not being there, but being there, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. No, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And just the swimming team are looking in great shape. So hopefully they can pick up lots of medals as well. And I love swimming anyway. So just be able to watch the sport is just fantastic. So yeah, very much looking forward to going.
And some great Yorkshire representation in the teams as well. Just looking at Georgia Coates, Eleanor Faulkner's going there as well. And we're looking at Max Litchfield in the men's team too. So there's some great Yorkshire swimmers going over this year too.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, Max is fairly new. He's somebody that probably people go, who's that? I've not heard of that. And he's a great up-and-coming swimmer. He's had a fantastic Olympic trials to qualify. And obviously, hopefully we'll go to his first Olympics and enjoy that experience. And who knows what will happen? Who knows what will come away from it? Ellie Faulkner, obviously, she's a bit more of a veteran, if you like. She's kind of been around on the team. And I used to obviously race Ellie a lot. So it's great to see her back on the team. And then obviously with Georgia as well, she's brand new as well. So it's great experience for those guys and just absolutely amazing. And I think especially for Georgia and for Max, who are just kind of at the very start of their career, what an amazing thing. Like, obviously they didn't get to go to a home Olympics in London like Ellie did, but I think it's just absolutely fantastic that they get to go to an Olympic Games, the pinnacle of anyone's career, you know, and hopefully they can do really, really well there.
And finally, on this year's Olympics, I do hear you have some quite strong views on golf.
No, not at all. It's just a case of I don't understand what's happening, but obviously I'm not meant to, maybe. I'm not a golfer, I'm a swimmer. So I'm very much looking forward to the swimmers out there and seeing what they do.
How about the professionals turning up, though? Obviously, you know, letting the professional boxers in this as well. Do you think it should be sticking to amateur athletes instead of letting the professionals in?
I don't really know the process on the boxers, to be honest, but obviously the boxers are doing absolutely fantastic, that they've always had a history over the past couple of years, well, past couple of Olympics, that they've come away with some great medals, and then obviously they go on to become like Anthony Joshua, who's just absolutely doing insanely amazing. So if they follow on his career, well, wow, good on you.
And finally now, where can people find out a little bit more information about the Change for Life, and also what are you guys doing with the Amateur Swimming Association and these Finding Dory projects?
Yeah, so they can search Change for Life online or they can go to disney.co.uk/justkeepmoving.
Rebecca, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Look, enjoy your trip to Rio, enjoy the Olympics from a different perspective this time round. And I think, to be fair, you do deserve it with those medals you got around your neck to be able to watch it like this. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.